Well, this is an event happening a Saturday, June 15th. It's at Prairie Restorations, and you're located right off of Highway 169 in Princeton, not too far from St. Cloud.
We are really not right on 169. We're half mile west of 169, and so there'll be signs and directions. It's very easy. We're on the southwest corner of the community of Princeton.
And this is an event geared at both kids and families and parents and gardeners alike and those who want to learn more about everything from, and I know there's keynote speakers, and I've been reading a lot of literature about what Prairie Restorations does, but it's really a hands-on and visual opportunity, correct?
Yeah, and people can certainly go online and see the schedule. We have, as a keynote speaker in the morning, Don Shelby, the retired news anchor from Channel 4, and who has spent a lot of his time now with environmentally related issues, and so energy conservation, alternative energy uses, and so on. But in addition to Don, we have people like Welby Smith, who is a state botanist for the DNR, is a fascinating gentleman who went to school here at St. Cloud State, actually, and he will talk about the trees and shrubs of Minnesota, the native trees and shrubs. We have Stan Tekla, who will give a presentation on birds. We have Lynn Steiner, who will talk about gardening with native plants. Tavis Westbrook, who will talk about Northeast Minnesota state parks. He's the resource coordinator for all the state parks in the Northeast. We have a woman by the name of Carmen Converse, who we'll talk on the Prairie Plan, which is a very interesting statewide agenda to preserve and coordinate remnant areas of prairie. So it's very diverse. It's free. There will be kids' activities. We'll have hay rides for people to see. Our farm is almost 400 acres in size, and so we'll give people rides around. We've got a petting zoo with, I think, 45 animals. We've got the Raptor Center from the University of Minnesota. We'll bring eagles and hawks and all kinds of fun things and give two presentations. So anyway, it's a very diverse, fun day. Just a fun day.